Okay, so we're diving into something that might sound, a little corporate-y at first glance, generative AI for the C-suite. But hang in there with me, because this is way more relevant to you than you might think, even if you're rocking jeans and a t-shirt to work instead of, a power suit.
Absolutely.
This whole deep dive started because you sent us this article from airproofingstation.com. Fascinating stuff. It really got us thinking about how this technology is already changing how businesses work at a fundamental level. And I mean, like right now, not in some distant future.
You're right, it's not some far-off thing. The article we're looking at today really digs into this world of generative AI and specifically, what does it mean for the people at the very top making the big decisions?
And just so we're all on the same page, we're talking about those AI tools that can do some pretty wild things like write entire articles. Heck, maybe even podcast scripts someday. Or, create images from nothing but a description, compose music. It sounds like sci-fi, but
But it's not. It's already here.
It's impacting businesses today, yeah.
And the thing is, it's not just about automating tasks, right? Like, this article makes a really strong case that CEOs, they need to be hands-on with these tools themselves. They can't just throw it over to the tech team and say, figure it out. They use this analogy, and it really stuck with me. Imagine a CEO opening a restaurant, but they've never even, boiled water in their life.
I love that. That's a perfect analogy. I can barely make toast, so I definitely shouldn't be running a restaurant. You have to understand the details, the ingredients, how it all works to actually make smart decisions.
Exactly. And it's the same thing with leading a company in this age of generative AI. You need that deep, hands-on understanding.
So, how does a CEO, someone who's already got a million things on their plate, even start to wrap their head around something as complex as Gen AI?
Well, that's where this whole idea of training comes in. The article really stresses this need for extensive hands-on training, specifically for the C-suite. And it's not just about, understanding the technology on a surface level. It's about knowing the right questions to ask, being able to look at what the AI produces and go, okay, is this actually good? Does this make sense?
It needs that critical eye.
Exactly. And recognizing that these tools have limitations.
So more than just the theory, it's about developing that gut feeling, that intuition
Exactly.
of how to use these tools effectively and responsibly, which is a whole other conversation, but we'll get to that.
It really is about developing that intuition, and that's where the article's two faces metaphor comes in. I thought that was really interesting.
Okay, yeah, the two faces thing. It does sound kind of ominous, right? Like, are we talking like good AI, evil AI?
Well, it's not quite that dramatic. It's more about recognizing that generative AI, it's got these two sides to it, So on the one hand, you've got those everyday tools that can make anyone more productive, not just CEOs. Think like ChatGPT for writing emails or summarizing those long reports nobody wants to read, or even just brainstorming ideas, stuff we all do.
Yeah, totally. I feel like those practical applications are kind of what got most people interested in this whole AI thing in the first place. Like, oh, it can actually help me get stuff done.
Absolutely. But then there's this whole other dimension to generative AI. It's like custom-built solutions designed to tackle those really complex big-picture problems.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
So imagine a company, They build their own Gen AI model to, let's say, analyze years and years of their sales data, and then use that to spot new trends in the market or even optimize their entire supply chain in real time.
Wow.
We're talking high-level stuff. But it has the potential to, completely change the game.
So it's like these two sides of the same coin, everyday tools to boost our own productivity, and then these custom solutions that can, reshape entire companies.
Exactly. And the article argues that this distinction, this understanding of the two faces, it's crucial. And not just for the C-suite, either.
So what does this all mean for someone who's not, sitting in the big corner office making those big decisions? What's the takeaway for our listeners who might be, just starting to dip their toes into this world?
It's about, even if you're not the one building these AI systems, it's about understanding their potential, both at that small scale and that huge scale we're talking about. And once you do that, you start to see opportunities, places where these tools can be used, things that could be improved, or even just a deeper understanding of the forces shaping your industry.
I see. So it's like you might not be a mechanic, but if you know a little bit about how a car engine works, it can save you a lot of headaches down the line. Okay, so speaking of understanding how things work, the article goes into some specifics about this C-suite training. What does that actually look like? What kind of hands-on experience are we talking about?
Yeah, so they talk about interactive workshops where executives actually get to experiment with these tools themselves, not just sit there and listen to someone lecture about it. They emphasize the importance of simulations, like almost like a flight simulator, but for business.
Oh, interesting.
Where CEOs can actually see, okay, if I make this decision based on what the AI is telling me, what happens? But it's all in a safe environment.
That's really cool. It's one thing to, you know, read about an AI making predictions, but to actually see those predictions play out, even if it's a simulation,
right,
that's a whole other level.
It really drives it home. It allows those leaders to develop that critical understanding, that intuition we were talking about.
So we've talked about the C-suite level training on generative AI and how it goes way beyond just, you know, textbook stuff.
Right.
But it does kind of make you wonder, what about those of us who aren't like running a whole company yet?
Yeah.
Should we be thinking about this kind of training too?
That's such a good question. And I think it points to this bigger trend of AI knowledge becoming more accessible to everyone. Like this article focuses on CEOs, but what they're talking about, it matters for way more people than just the folks in the boardroom, right?
Right.
As this tech becomes more common in different industries and just like embedded in how we work, having even a basic understanding of AI, it's going to be valuable no matter what you do.
Yeah, it's like that old saying, knowledge is power.
Exactly.
The more we understand these tools, the better prepared we'll be for whatever's next, you know?
Yeah.
In our careers and just in general.
Totally agree. And it's not just about staying ahead of the curve. It's about being an informed person, you know, in a world that's being shaped by AI more and more every day.
Absolutely. Okay, so as we wrap up our deep dive on generative AI for the C-suite, any final takeaways for our listeners, especially those who might be thinking, okay, this is cool and all, but what's in it for me?
I'd say the biggest takeaway is just, you know, generative AI is not some niche thing anymore. It's becoming a part of everything, how we work, how we live our lives, even how we make decisions, big and small. So whether you're, you know, gunning for that CEO job someday or your life is just going to be affected by the choices those CEOs make, engaging with this technology, even just a little bit, it's not really optional anymore.
I think that's a great point to end on. It's essential.
It is.
Well, this article is definitely a great place to start if you want to understand how it's all actually being used at those top levels and what that means for the rest of us. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And until next time, keep those minds curious.